There are some very old churches in the French city of Calais on the English Channel, but it is a new church that is at the center of a makeshift community that has become a symbol of the migrant crisis in Europe. These North African immigrants are praying at St. Michael's Church, a tented makeshift church complete with steeple in a tented town called the Jungle, full of people of many faiths praying to leave France and go to the UK, which on a clear day is visible across the channel.
I'm trying to get to UK.
Is this a bad place?
Very, very bad. You can see the way we live here. This is not life. So we're trying to go to a better place.
That was Yaqob, a half-Sudanese, half-Ghanaian migrant, talking with the BBC. 7,000 migrants from the Middle East and North Africa call this place home, something that has attracted anti-refugee protests in normally tranquil Calais. If the French government gets its way, the migrants in the jungle, including some Syrian refugees, will be moved into a new, more permanent facility built of shipping containers. It's the first permanent refugee camp in France since 2002. Do the refugees want to go in this time of fragile uncertainty? Caroline Gregory has been volunteering in the Calais camps for the past few months with the group Help Refugees.
Generally speaking, no. This is partly because it's very unclear as to what the conditions of them moving will be. It's unclear if that will force them to claim asylum in France. And the container camp, as it is, because it's a camp made of shipping containers, is quite dehumanising. These containers are packing in 15 people per container. The other thing that I should say is that the container camp only contains places for 1,500 people. And there are currently 7,000 refugees in the camp. So there's not going to be enough places for everybody.
Give me a sense of how many different nationalities and faiths and languages are there in the camp. We've taken a look at this church, this remarkable church, St. Michael's, which is on the edge of the camp, which is a place for a lot of North Africans. What have you observed?
That's right. Yes. Yeah, no, the church is beautiful and it's mostly Eritreans and Ethiopians who worship there. And there is also another church used by some of the Sudanese. There are several mosques in there. The majority nationalities in there are Sudan and Afghanistan and Syria. But then there are also many people from Ethiopia, some from Somalia. Many Kurds are in the camp as well. So it's quite a strong mixture, and everyone gets on, considering, you know, the extreme stress that they're under. Everyone actually gets on really well together.
Has that stress increased since the attacks in Paris?
No, I would actually say the opposite. I would say that people have come together more since the attacks in Paris. I mean, it certainly is stressful for them because they are portrayed in the media as being potential terrorists themselves. When, of course, the truth is they are actually fleeing from ISIS and so on themselves.
Why would they have to claim asylum in France if they move to this container ship? And what is the holdup in getting them from France to the UK, where many of them would prefer to be?
We're unsure if France is placing these conditions upon them entering the shipping container camp. France is keen to encourage some to apply for asylum in France. So I think when France initially thought that the shipping container camp would be an attractive option to them, it considered putting that as one of the conditions on it. So we're not sure if that's still going to be the case or not. The difficulty is that the UK is simply not accepting the refugee status of these people and is not accepting them for asylum, is not accepting that they have legitimate asylum cases. Therefore, the only current method for these people to reach the UK is illegally by walking through the Eurotunnel or by jumping on the backs of lorries or trains, which, of course, is very dangerous. And many have died in the attempt to get over.
Why won't the Brits take more? I don't understand why. I mean, these people are going to be in limbo forever.
Yes, exactly. I mean, that's what we want to know as well. We have room. We have room for these people. They would be assimilated fairly fast. These people are genuine refugees. They, you know, I have seen their scars and their bullet wounds. I've seen the pictures of their bodies of their families on their phones. They are genuine refugees. And, you know, even as humans, let alone as a country, we have the responsibility to take them in.
Caroline Gregory is a volunteer for the group Help Refugees, is a journalist working in Calais, France. Thanks so much, Caroline.
No problem. Thank you very much.